Habakkuk 3, verse 2 says, O Lord, I have heard the news of you. I am in awe of your works, O Lord. So we come to worship, to respond anew to his grace and mercy. We ask you to join us if you feel led in our call to worship, the stand.
Welcome to our congregational time of worship this morning as we stand before the Lord in faith, knowing that what we are all is His. So welcome and share with you some announcements. Number one, please be patient. It's one thing to have a new soundboard installed when you're practicing, but obviously when it's live, there's a few other things to learn. So we're thankful for the sound techs taking care of us with that new equipment. This is obviously the first time it's in use. And you'll see some of those announcements that it's a time that we are looking for other people that want to become a sound tech. So please be aware of that. A couple of announcements to share. The walleye game today is the final day to sign up for the Toledo Walleye's Faith and Family Night on Sunday, March 5th. If you've not yet turned in a payment to the church office, please do so in the next 2 weeks. Checks can be made out to the church with a memo line to read walleye game, and tickets are $17 each. And after reviewing the list of those that are signed up, it's been determined that you'll be carpooling to the game that afternoon, and Jocelyn will be in touch with those who have signed up as the time gets closer. Hopefully you looked at the front of your bulletin, and we celebrate with Colin and Emily Walker. And you can read a little bit more about how they have welcomed Ryan William into their family. The flower arrangement on the altar itself is in honor of Ryan and behalf of the Walker family. And if you look at the back on the concern list, you'll see the meal train. The meal train where you can sign up to provide meals. They've been requested for Mondays and Wednesdays. So thanks in advance if you can help with that. First Sunday of February, we changed Mission of Month, as it has been for as long as I've been here. February's Mission of Month is fish. And on the announcement in the bulletin, you can see the items that are in high demand that you can purchase and place in the white box across from the chapel, or give monetary donations. And please look at the rest of the announcements on page 6, especially Super Bowl subs. So if you want to make an order, you can do that after the service of worship, and they'll be ready to be picked up next Sunday. Now I invite you to stand and pass the peace of Jesus Christ with one another.
Our opening scripture comes from 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become a capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him to who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy."
Psalm 119:90 says, "Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. God's word, along with his faithfulness, will never be shaken. It is fixed and firm and completely trustworthy." Please rise as you're able and join us in the song "Always." And then following an opening prayer, we will go right into "It Is You."
I believe you give sight to the blind. I believe that the dead hear tonight. I believe. yesterday, now and always.
Dear God, we praise you for who you are. You are a Father who has created us, our Savior who has redeemed us and saved us. You are the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. We bring before your throne those sins and shortcomings that we have failed to do, that we have not lived as your creation or lived as your saved or lived as your sanctified. And so, Lord, we come before you asking for your grace and mercy and celebrating your the grace and mercy. It's why we sing, Lord, for all that you have given to us. And now, Lord, may you fill us with your Spirit, fill us with your message, that so we may more hear and believe and know and respond and live according to your glorious message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
be seated.
When you're singing that song and your left hand doesn't want to be put in, what do you do?
I
don't either.
Do both of them.
You do both of them. Well, you're, at the end, you're supposed to put your whole self in. But what happens if you're singing the hokey pokey and one of your body parts doesn't want to be in?
Maybe it's fired from a job.
Maybe it's fired from a job. You never know. Well, the Hokey Pokey is one of those funny, silly songs that we have to be coordinated in our body. And what we are reading about from the Bible this morning, from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it uses our body parts to talk about being the church. Now, my right hand is my dominant hand, and I'm really good with hammering nails in with my right hand. But as I've gotten older, my right hand gets tired. And so I put the hammer in my left hand. I can put in a 16-inch spike and four taps in my right hand. In my left hand, it'll probably take me eight taps because it's just not as strong. Okay? And my right hand, God has given me more power than in my left hand. And sometimes I hear better with one ear than I do with the other. And as we think about whether the parts want to be involved in the hokey pokey, God uses the body parts to talk to us about being the church. Now, what's the purpose of your eyes? What do your eyes do?
See.
They see. What happens if your knees want to be the eyes? Some of you have damaged knees. You hurt your knee coming up here. Can you see with your knees?
No.
We need the eyes to be eyes, and we need our knees to be knees. Well, God gives us all differently. Some of us are really good at math. Some of us are really good at memorizing scripture. Some of us are leaders. Some of us are great artists.
I'm a great artist.
Are you a good artist? I can imagine that.
I am.
Yeah, that's good. And God makes some of us friendlier than others, and it's really easy for us to talk to people. And some of us are a little bit more shy, and that's the way God made us. But just like we need all of our body parts to have a full body, we need all of the people of God with their various gifts to be a part of the church.
Even five senses.
Even five senses what?
Seeing.
Oh, the five senses. I thought you were talking about a nickel. The five senses are important. We need those. And it helps make, when everybody is doing their part, it makes the church stronger and it makes the church more enjoyable. And when we come together as one body, we sing and we praise the Lord. Let's pray. Yes, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the ways that you have gifted us. We thank you for the ways that you have gifted these children with different abilities and different hopes and likes. And we pray that together we would serve one, be one church body to glorify you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. As they take their seats, I forgot two announcements. Number one, Remember, the card game night on Friday starts at 6:13. Don't be late. And number two, if you look in the back, you'll see Mr. Steve Walker, who we've been praying for, who was going to have surgery on Friday. But before surgery could happen, he got called, and he's going to have surgery, but it was postponed. The surgeon looked at the x-rays one more time, and they have a better solution than what the operation was going to do. So he's waiting for word for that next time when surgery will happen that's a better solution for Steve so he can keep on running.